Today's daf is Bavastra, daf Nun Gimel, 53. Nun Gimel, plowing through Chazaka Zabatim, and today's daf is all about Kinyan Chazaka, which we have touched on before. Feel free to play with that or whatever. Our daf is all about Kinyan Chazaka. As why does it come up here? Again, it came up here, if you remember, because of the contrast. We're talking about Chazaka Gimel Shanim and all the people who cannot create a cheskas gimel shanim, because we assume mechila took place. Remember the whole list: Poel and Uman and Isha and Ben, all the different people that come up that cannot create a cheskas gimel shanim. And the Mishnah says, on back on Daf Mem Beis, that's where this Mishnah, all these blotter, the past 10 blotter from the Mishnah there. The Mishnah says, though, but don't think these three people cannot create a chazaka shel kinyan. Only the chazaka shel raya is what they cannot create, but the chazaka shel kinyan is definitely allowed by them. So says the Gemara. Tani. So we are on Nun Beis Amid Beis, five lines up from the bottom. Tani, Rav Oshia, Bekidushin de Beis Levi. Rav Oshia said, Bekidushin de Beis Levi. What does that mean? It does not mean at the wedding of Beis Levi. Right? It means Bekidushin in the Toseftas of Kidushin that Levi put together. Right? We know there are different versions of Toseftas and Bryce's Mishnah. There's only one. Yudanasi put together the Mishnah. Right, we had yesterday, remember, Rav and Rebbe. Rav and Bavel, Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael. So there was only one Mishnah. But Toseftas, we have different groups of Toseftas. Bryces, we don't really have any group. Bryce literally means bra, means outside. So it was left out of the Mishnah. But Toseftas, we have different versions. Like for at the end of every Masechta, the last thing in every Gemara is the Tosefta on that Gemara. Tosefta on that Gemara. Now we have all the fancy Gemaras, a lot of the other Mefarshim in the back, but really in the old regular Gemara is in the back. The Tosefta is the last item in the Gemara. So there are different versions though of the Tosefta. So the Rashbam here quotes that in the Kiddusha de Beis Levi, Rashi Sidr Levi, Kamosha Sidru Rebchiya Berboshia. Rebchiya Berboshia's, the Gemara says elsewhere, any Tosefta is not written by Rebchiya Berboshia is not a Tosefta, because that was a great compilation of Tosafta's, but there were others. Levi also had his group. So that's what it means here. Rav Oshia says, quoted a Tosefta from the ones that Levi put together. So what was it? Noal Godar Paratz. These are the three that's the Lashon of Kinyan Chazaka. Noal Godar Paratz. What is that? Noal, if he closed, we'll get to each of these later on, but Noal, Bez Hashem, if you closed the fence, right? Somebody sells you a field or a house and you enclosed it. Godar, or you built, or no, it's more, it seems to be locking it, or closing a door. Godar means you put up a fence. Paratz, or you broke through and made an opening. Kalshahu, any amount. Got to what that means. What does it mean, any amount? Any amount of closing a door? What if you pushed it closed halfway? If you made a tiny little opening, a kalshahu, that a fly could get through. What does kalshahu mean? We'll have to see. But the important part for us now is the next line. Bifanav harezu chazaka. So bifanav, if you did this in front of the seller / giver, in front of the previous owner, so then harezu chazaka, that is a kinyan chazaka. Bifanav inch, lo bifanav, lo. Is that true? Only in front of the seller giver could you create a kinyan chazaka? But if they're not there, you can't? That's not true. That's true. We know you can create a kinyan chazaka even if the seller or the giver is not there. What do you mean? It can't just be befana. I mean, it might make sense befana because he's there, he sees it, he doesn't say anything. But we know it's not true. We know that even shalom befana creates a chazaka. So amar rava hachika amar. No, this is what the Tosefta means. Befana lo tzarech lemeimer lechazeku kni. Befana, in front of him, he does not have to say the words, go and do the chazaka and acquire it. Because if he's watching and you do it, then it's implied. That is for sure. That's what he wants you to do. He doesn't stop you from acting and performing the chazaka. Shalobafanav, but if it is shalobafanav, so achlamim alele chazeku kni. But if it's shalobafanav, so then he has to say, go and acquire it. That is what the Tosefta means. The Rashbam here, the Achronim point out, sounds like it's not an issue really of bafanav and shalobafanav. It sounds like it's an issue of midaito and shalomidaito. Does he know about it? Not is it done in front of him. What if he knows you're doing it, but you're a block away? So it sounds like from the Rashbam on top that is good enough, because you see what the Rashbam says. In Bala Hachzik Shalom B'fanav, if somebody comes to do a Kinyan Chazaka not in front of Shalom B'fanav Democher, Kagon Be'ir Acheres, like in a different city, Oh Afilu Ba'osa Ha'ir Shalom Midaito Shalom Mocher. Or in the same city, but Shalom Midaito. So it sounds like that according to the Rashbam, the issue is not literally Bafanav or Shalom Bafanav, but it's Midaito and Shalom Midaito. That's what the Rashbam says. Lo avi chazaka elam kein, unless the Mocher said to the Lokeach, le chazeku kni. What does Shalom Midaito mean? What do you mean? That he more than what he knows about? What,
he's clearly selling him the...
He's selling it to him, but let's say he doesn't know that. You told him, I'm going to do a chazaka on your property now.
So he has to know...
He has to know
what kinds of...
Well, if it's Kesef or Shtar, there's only three ways to do it. Kesef and Shtar you know about. Right? Kesef and Shtar you know about. Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. So what about Chalipin? Chalipin you could also do, we mentioned. Because Chalipin works by everything. But
we're
talking
about Chazaka here, right?
We're talking about Chazaka. Right, so Kesef and Shtar, if it would be a Kesef and Shtar, he would know about it. The only one he might not know about is the Kenya Chazaka Derech. So he was saying he has to know about it. Does he have to know exactly when it's going on? Meaning, what if he's doing Chazaka, he's doing it, does it the next day? I don't know if he has to know exactly when it's going on, but it has to be, you know, under his auspices. Under his auspices, so to speak. Okay, so that's the chiluk of the Tosefta, Bifanav, and Shalom Bifanav. If it's Shalom Bifanav, it's okay. The Tur quotes a machlokas. So let's say if it's, like we just said, it's Midaito. So what is done Midaito? What if there are, as we'll talk about later also, there are some kinyani chazaka that are clearly an act of acquisition, clearly an act of kinyan. And there are others that are more what we would call a maisa shel hana'a. We'll talk about this also on today's daf. An act that you get benefit from the item, from the land, but it's not really an act of acquisition, but because the act of hana'a wouldn't really be done except by somebody who owns it, so that's called a hana'a, that's called a kinyan too. So what about if you are doing an act of hana'a, so to speak, shalom b'fanav, but he knows about it, is that going to be good enough? So, says the Tur in Simon, Reish Ayin Hey, Reish Ayin Hey, Sif Yotes. First he quotes, Hishva Pnei Asadeh, if I flatten the field. Let's say I have a field and I fill in the holes. I'm a mashve gumos. We have many gzeiros on Shabbos. Asila shvuye gumos. Can't play marbles outside in your backyard on the dirt on Shabbos. Because this is the rabbanon of hashvayes gumos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, let's say I flatten the land. So im nikar shekivan letakna lezuriya, if it's recognizable and it's clear that I did it because I wanted to fix up the land to plant, kugon shalakach mimakam gavoa benasal makam namach, like I took, there was a bump over here and it was low over here, so I took dirt from here and I put it over here to... It was clear that I'm doing it to flatten the land. So that works, kana. Vim eino nikar shemachavin lakach. But if it's not nikar that I'm doing it to get the land ready for planting. El hashvo salasas bagoren. Let's say I'm just making it into a silo. I'm going to store things there. Go shalo hikbe lashvo sakula. I didn't plant everything. El hishlecha afar vatsoros b'chol makom b'loch pada. I just threw some dirt into it on one side and just trying to, I'm not being so medactic about it. Lo kana. Shitzarech sheyu maisav mochichin shemekavin lasakna. That's what the Torah says first. You have to do your kinyan chazaka has to be nikar, that it's l'shem kinyan. And then he quotes a machlokas. Because of our Ramah, the Yad Ramah, that's on our Gemara. The Yad Ramah quotes, v'huah dinami bilokeach tahave dina hachi. This not only applies, where, let's say you're getting it from, let's say, Hager, or you're getting it from Hefker, but also applies if you're buying it. If you're buying something through Kinyan Chazaka, it has to be Nikar that you're doing a Kinyan. Aval Rabbeinu Haigon Kasav, Delokeach Kone Bechol Inyan. Dela Olam Ika Hochacha, Da'adaita Labikni Avad. Because you don't have to do a Maisa that's Mochiach. Because there's always a Raya that you're doing it as a Kinyan. Why? De'i b'fanav. Because if it's done in front of him, calls Mancha Asukin Boso Inyan, Va'de'adaita Labikni Avad. You're doing something. So if it's b'fanav and you're and you know we're talking about buying it, then obviously you're doing it to buy. V'ishalo b'fanav, v'amar le'lechazeko k'ni, mistamash l'chusit d'makne avad, v'yadayta l'mikni avad. So as I mentioned, the machlokas, the Torah quotes, does a buyer have less standards than, let's say, a machzik of nechzei hefker? So the Torah seems to be noted to the shita that says he has less requirements because the part of the kinyan is being done through the fact that the buyer knows about it or sees it, it doesn't say anything. Again, this is a sliding scale, and this is one of the rights we discussed in the past. But everything we're going to talk about today, at least on Amud Aleph, is about kinyan chazaka at root being what? More than any other kinyan. Every kinyan has this, but more than any other kinyan, chazaka is about horaz bailus. It's about reflection of ownership, and that's why it's very flexible. It's different between who you're doing it in front of. Whose property is it? Right, we've quoted 10 times already. The machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, which comes up also today. Do you have to do a kinyan bukuf hakarka, or do you have to do a kinyan anything? Shtichas peros, putting fruit, spreading fruit out onto the land. So the Ravid says you always need a ma'aseh bukuf hakarka. You have to dig, you have to put a fence, you have to put a door. And the Rambam says no. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. When you're buying it from somebody, then all you need is to spread out your fruit. You don't have to do anything in the ground. Spread your fruit out to dry. That's it. But if you're being machzik benichsei, a ger, right, a ger or dvar hefker, then you have to do more than that. What do you have to do more than that? Chazaka is chazaka. Hagbah. Hagbah works everywhere. You pick it up. Meshicha. Oh, we'll get to Meshicha a little later. But it seems, why should chazaka be different depending on who you're getting it from? The answer is haraz bailus. If somebody is giving it to you, then das acheres machne. Then he plays a part in it, and therefore you don't have to do as much. Mashenkim, when it comes to Nechsei Hefker. We had already 10 blot ago. We're going to have, it's going to come up later on today. According to some Rishonim, I'll mention it again, B'Shem the Ritva. Some Rishonim say if there's Das Acheres Makne, you don't need Das Kinyan. Why? Because, again, there, once somebody else is pushing it into your Rishus a little bit, so you have to do less. You have to do less. So here too, that goes on that list. This tour goes on that list. That das, if it's das acheres makne, you don't need an act that is so recognizable that it is a maisa of kinyan. This is why the Rush says the Primosha writes in his sefer on kinyanim. Primosha, one of the contemporary achronim. He has in his sefer on the kinyanim, it's a minyates, talks all about this idea of kinyan chazaka. He says that the Rush has a line in Meseches Gittin, which talks all about kinyan chazaka when it comes to get. He has a line that it's nikar lakol ha'olam that you're doing kinyan chazaka. So you never have that by any other kinyan. By Mashiach, it has to be nikar lakol ha'olam what you're doing. No, you lift it up, you pull it, you push it, you give over the reins. All different types of kinyanim. But by chazaka, it is a special, unique type of kinyan. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, bo'i rav, second line. Bo'i rav, matana heich. What about matana? Do you say the same thing by matana? Meaning that if I'm giving a matana shalo b'fanav, do I have to say lechazeku kni? Right? Or do I say, no, matana is easier. Is matana easier or harder? Right? Matana, in various contexts in halacha, also is not the same, doesn't have the same halachas as a kinyan, as a sale. So for example, for Hilchos Shabbos, I mean, that might not be a good parallel, but for Hilchos Shabbos, there are some Rishonim that say, the Me'iri writes this in Ksubis, in the first parak, that even though there's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Mechach U'Memkar on Shabbos, it doesn't apply to Matana. It doesn't apply to gifts. Right? We know, B'Gzeiro Shem Yichtov, there's a Gzeiro, you're not allowed to give gifts on Shabbos. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to give a sale, change Rishos on Shabbos, Mechach U'Memkar. So the Me'iri writes, it doesn't apply to Matana. Why? Because the whole reason is because usually it's recorded. You're not so mocking about your gifts. Right? Maybe you are. The other Rishonim say you are. Right? If you give a Yarnum, write down, did you give a bar mitzvah gift yet to this kid? Nah, you have to write it down because you don't remember. So most Rishonim say it applies by Matana as well. And that's why, what do we say when you give it to the bar mitzvah kid? You should be koned after Shabbos. Right? You should be koned, do it after Shabbos, or you bring over the bottle of wine before Shabbos. Because you try not to. According to the Meir, you don't have to do any of that. Because Matana works differently. And matana is not in the gzeira. So again, in many areas of halacha, matana and mekach u'memkar are not exactly the same. So asks Rav, what about here? By matana, do you need lechazeku kni or not? So it's a machlokas. Omar Shmuel, mighty boy leila abba. Shmuel says, what's abba we had yesterday, right? I had Rav's real name. Got to figure out what the source of it. So what's the source of that name? So mighty boy leila abba. Maybe it's from Avraham, probably originally. Avram, that's my guess. Mighty boy Leila Abba. So what's bothering my Abba? That you're asking about Matana? It's a Kavachomer. Hashto ma mecher de kayoiv lezuzei. If by a sale, where the seller is getting money, and yet he has to do something in order for it to work, I amar lelechazeku kni in ilolo, if by a seller, it still doesn't get acquired unless he says it. Matana lo kosher keitzah. Surely by matana, where he gets nothing, it's purely out of the goodness of his heart, surely it's not going to work unless he says lechazeku kni. That's Shmuel. The Rav Savar, man diyoyev matana ba'ayin yafa yoyev. As we had the Rashbam quoted yesterday, no, somebody gives a matana, always gives it ba'ayin yafa. Gives it ba'ayin yafa, and therefore we can always assume he did it quickly, he gave a lot, he gave more than he should have. So you might say that matana is easier to do than ba'ayin mechir, and therefore you might not have to say lechazek ukni. Okay, it's machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Chalukas Rav and Shmuel. Period.
Doesn't this whole discussion imply that there's no special relationship between the seller and buyer?
What do you mean special relationship?
Let's say, for example, a sharecropper. How is a sharecropper working?
Right. So a sharecropper might be different.
Is his normal job?
Right. A sharecropper might be different because of the relationship they already have.
So what does he have to do to be Kona?
What is a sharecropper? He might just.
Maybe it's impossible.
I know, but he can take it. It might be easier because he's a partial owner. So
okay.
He already.
An employee who's not an owner.
An employee has to do something that's nikar that now it's his.
Okay.
So I may take it, put it in his car, right. Take it home, so he has to do something nikar that is his.
Using
Zachan
Adar Shalob Afanov, can the giver of a matana also accept the matana?
Zachan Adar Shalob Afanov, can a giver also be an acceptor of a matana? And he says no, because you need a change of rishus to be zocha. Zachan Adam, you can be zocha at Shalob Afanov, but you can't put it from your left hand to your right hand. Right, that's not called Zachan Ladam, because it didn't go anywhere. So if I give it to my, I can't give it to myself, because I'm my own property. I can't give it to my son, my wife, because they're Samach Al Shulchani. But you can give it to somebody else in shul. As we mentioned in the past, if you go to get the shul early Friday and the guy's not there, give it the bottle of wine to somebody else who is not you, right? And say, be Zochay this on behalf of so-and-so. So Zochay can work as long as it's a different bank account. So says the Gemara, have a Kama Kolshu. So we said in this Tosefta that No Gadar Uparetz Kolshu. Any tiny amount is going to work. So what kind of tiny amount of Kinyan Chazaka would work? What's a Kolshu? Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel. As we're about to see, Kolshu does not mean a quantitative measurement. What it means is if the Kinyan Chazaka accomplishes something. So that's the Kolshu. If it accomplishes anything, so then it's going to work as a Kinyan Chazaka. And that also connects to the idea that it's not an objective act that's required. It's, did you accomplish something with your actions? To Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Gadar Geder V'Hishlimu La'Asara. If you made a Geder and you amashlim it, you now it's 10 Tfachim high. We'll see in a minute why that's important. Uparetz Peretz HaKadoshi Yikanet V'Yatzabah. Or you made a hole in a fence, so now that you could go in and out, Harezu Chazaka. It's a chazaka. So, hi gedar, hey chidami. What type of gedar are we talking about that you made 10 tzvachim? If it was too, you couldn't get over it beforehand, then you can't get over it now. Meaning it was such a high fence that you couldn't get over it before or after. So, my avat, what do you accomplish? You couldn't get over it. It was a good mechitza beforehand anyway. The ela, oh, so me kara avi salki le vahash lo salki la. Oh, maybe it is beforehand you could get over it. It was a low fence, and now you can't get over it. So tuva avad, you just call that kolshu. That's not a kolshu. That's a great difference. You accomplished a lot. You created a fence now that nobody could get in. So lo tzricha de meikara havisaki le baravcha v'hashakasaki le bedochka. No, it's that originally it was easily jumpable, right? All the kids were able to jump over it. Now you made it high. Now they got to work. Now they got to work to get over it. So you accomplish something, not something perfect. It's still, you can get over it.
They can still get over it.
They can still get over it. But it's enough for Kinyan Chazaka. That's what it means, Kol Shehu. That's what it means, Kol Shehu. Good. So that is the Gemara's discussion of what does it mean, Gadar Kol Shehu. Gadar Kol Shehu means you closed it up, a Kol Shehu. So now what about the third one? Right? It said, Na'al Gadar Uparatz. So we spoke about Gadar. So what about Paratz? So Hypiritza Hechidami. How do you break it open a tiny amount? If originally you could get in and now you could also get in, right, to the openings of my Ava, so you didn't accomplish anything. You could get in even beforehand. Beforehand maybe you couldn't get in and now you can get in, you broke it open. So Tuba Avad. So again, same thing. You accomplished a lot if you made a Pesach. So, lo tzricha de meikara hava aili ba beduchka, V'hashta ayli b'baravcha. Same thing. Originally, you had a squeeze to get in. It was not so right. You had branches there. You could barely get in. And now you can get in easily. So that also is, that's the case of Parat's Kol Shehu, so that you can now get in. Again, this is not halach. We're not talking about halachic mechitzos here and halachic psachim. Even though it started off by saying, you know, hishlima la sara, the Rashbam says lamaskana. We understand that there's no magical number. If it's a din asara, which it isn't, but even if it had been asara, that's just a din of you accomplished something. Now it's a good mechitza. Now it's not a good mechitza. But we have elsewhere asara tachim does accomplish something. For example, by bor, you have back in Baba Kama, if a bor of 9 tefachim deep is only damages animals, and a bor of 10 tefachim deep kills animals. So you have a difference in accomplishment between 9 and 10, but that's not what we're talking about here. Here we're talking about, did you accomplish something in terms of a wall or a opening? So the Rashbam says, L'maskana, it has nothing to do with shiurim, with 10, 9, it just has to do with whether you accomplish something. What's fascinating is that there are 3 cases in the Tosefta, and for some reason the Gemara only discusses 2 out of 3. What's the case of Paratz Kol Shehu? What's the case of Gadar Kol Shehu? What about the case of Na'al? It's amazing. So there are 5 different machlokos about the case of Na'al. What's Na'al Kol Shehu? You close up the door a little bit. What's Na'al? So let's go through a couple of those machlokos. First, the Rashbam, right here. The Rashbam quotes 3 ideas. What about Na'al Kol Shehu? 2 of them he says for himself, and the third one he quotes and rejects. What's Na'al Kol Shehu?
Obviously, it was
clear to the Gemara, but that's why there's so many machlokas about it. But the Gemara doesn't talk about it. So 4th wide line in the Rashbam. 4th wide line towards the end. Says the Rashbam, V'gabi no'al kol shehu nami, ika lefrushe ki agavna. So no'al, it's the same thing. What does that mean? Shestam pesach stima kol shehu, you had a pesach that was closed up a little bit, to me kari ayla leberav, chavasha ayla beduchka. Right, somehow you closed it up. So before, Na'al is the opposite of Paratz. Beforehand, it was closed that you can't, beforehand it was open that you could get in easily, and you closed it up, so now it's hard to get in. That's the first shot of Na'al. Meaning the exact opposite of Paratz. Exact opposite. Now you made it difficult to get in. Fine. Inami, or second. That one is not. Up for controversy. Inami shekava mano mino bedelis linobo. You put a lock on the door. Na'al kol shehu. Doesn't say you locked it. Just says you put a lock on the door. Kava mino bedelis linobo. Kidahainu binyan. You took part in the building process, something we're just going to come up later also. You put a lock on the door.
But if that's true, then if you make the fence higher, but it doesn't accomplish anything, you're also.
Right, so what if you make the fence higher? What do you make the fence higher? By putting a lock on the door without locking it, you know, that also might not accomplish. Unless you say this is, you've put it into a situation now where, right, if you higher the fence
you've made it closer.
So it still might be making closer versus putting a lock on it without, you've still qualitatively changed it now. Because all you got to do is click it. I mean, they didn't have locks like that in those days. But you did something. He's assuming it's something more than just getting it closer. And finally, the third one, though, is the one that's up for discussion. Aval sogar es hadeles v'no'al b'mafteach b'nichse hager. What if you close the door? The door is open. You close the door. Is that going to work? You close a door of a house. Or somebody's selling you a house, you close the door. Is that a kenya chazaka? If you close the door and you lock it, when it comes to nechzi ager, ain't a chazaka. That's not a chazaka. Why? De ain ze ela osa mitzvah. Lishma beis chavero. It's like you're just doing a mitzvah. You're locking you're closing your friend's door. Let's say you know your friend went out to the store and you don't want his house to get robbed, so you close the door for him. That's not a reflection of an act of chazaka. It's not fair. Umavriach arimi nechzi chaverohu, as we're going to have later on, because the Kamesh Meisen. You're just preventing damage from happening. So just closing a door, says the Rashbam, does not work. I remember when I was a little boy, I remember once riding on my bike, and I remember passing a neighbor's house, and I saw their car door was unlocked. And it was very, very early. They didn't have car alarms in those days. Hardly anybody had one. I mean, that's what I thought. But I remember as I'm driving down, my couple houses down from a neighbor, I see that. So I'm like, wow, their car doors are open. So I probably lock the doors, because somebody's going to take something. So I opened the door, and the alarm went off. I ran. I was just trying to beat Mavriya Harim Minechza Chavero, but I wasn't trying to do a Kini Chazak on the car, right? So then the, but anyway, I don't think I ever told them, but it came out, the alarm went off, and but I remember I was just so scared that an alarm on a car, but anyway. Maybe they could be, actually. Could be, actually, at, okay. I'm sorry, I apologize. If you ever went out and the car alarm, but now there are thousands of people that think I did that to them. Halavai. Okay, weiter. So the Rashbam quotes all of these shitos. So the sources to look in are the Rosh here and the Rosh in Gittin. But they basically say the same idea. The Rosh right here in Simin Nun Tes. He quotes the Rashbam. The Rashbam quotes, right, he quotes the third day of the Rashbam. Closing the door is not good enough, says the Rosh, Vilesa. Vilesa. I think closing a door is good enough. Vilesa. Vetaha, Marina Begitta, because if you look in Gittin Ein Zayin, that's the other sugya, that's specifically a Gittin context, but if you look there, that's also Kenya Chazaka. The case there is a Shchiv Mira. He can't move. He wants to give a get to his wife. So how should he give a get to his wife? And it's on Shabbos. So they prove from there, could he do a Kenyan on Shabbos? Is getting a Kenyan or not? But look, let her. So the Gemara suggests, why doesn't he just machna her the place where the get is? V'tezel ihi, this is the language of the Gemara, and she'll go, v'techud v'tiftach. That's the language of the Gemara. She'll be miyachid that area for her, and she'll open the door. What does that mean? We'll get back to the opening the door in a minute. Well, we'll see what. How is she going to be acquire that land?
That's what
Gittin's
talking about.
Yeah, that's what Gittin's talking about. Alma mashma de benilas delas lachude kani de minol b'shabbos. You can't put a lock on Shabbos. So what else is that? You're right. Chazal allowed kinyan on Shabbos. Mishchimira, so he doesn't have tirah fadas, but tikkun minol shu iser doraisa loy tirah for the day amir lakum. You can't say that the Gemara there is talking about, oh, the woman was going to put a lock on the door on Shabbos. No! It must be talking about, what does it say there? Linol, what else could na'al mean? It must mean that you close the door. Velo dami lini'ilas delas lamavriya chariya. Don't compare it to just getting rid of the lion, meaning preventing damage from happening. Mishum shehu mechuyav lahatzel mamon chaveiro. No, there, he's obligated to save his friend's money. Aval kishenoal adelas befnei kol adam, umenei hakol milikanis labayis, muchacha milsa shahabayis shelo. Vikani bini'ila lechudei. But closing a door, what, do you go around? I guess little kids do. But do people go around closing their neighbor's doors? Maybe I wanted it open. Maybe I'm coming back. If you the Rush is assuming that closing a door is good enough to create a chazaka. And then he says, V'nira li di'esh lomar du'a dinami dibino'al below. Okay, quotes that, without building a house, just closing the door. Okay, that's going to get to the Gemara on Amid Beis. So that is machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashbam, whether closing a door. But again, at root, they might hold to the same idea. The question is, what do you consider a Horaz Bailus? Right? The Rosh says, this is something that only an owner would do. But the Rashbam would reject that. The Rashbam might say, no, I agree with you, you need something that an owner would do, but this is not something an owner would do. So what about, that's one of my machlokas. L'chora, right? Nechse Hager works in Kol Shekein, where you would need an even greater. The Nechse Hager would not work for a chazaka. Would it work for where there's Datsa Cheres Makne? I don't know. He's talking about Nechse Hager specifically. What about... Right, so I was waiting for that question. Yeah. Is it a machlokas and metzias, or you could always say, how much Haraz Bailus do you need?
It could be subjective as to location.
Right, could be subjective to location. Is it in an open public place where people could go in? Is it not? Is it a place where everybody leaves their door open, and if you close it, it's something different? What about opening a door? Is that good enough? Right, so all of this is only if I go to my neighbor and I want to borrow some sugar and I knock on the door, nobody answers. I open the door, hello? I think I was in Kona, their house. Right, it's only if there's Das Liknos in all these cases. Das Liknos. So what about opening a door? So the Meiri says, no. Opening a door? Everybody opens a door. Meiri says, no. Again, the Rosh, continuing. V'nira li di'esh lomar dehuat, I'm sorry, v'yesh omrim. Shagam psichas hadeles namikone. I'm sorry, the Meiri says it does work. Right, so this is the quoting the Mir's later, but why? Lefi she'ein derech b'nei adam leftach bayis shehu na'ul im lo sheyehe shelo. Again, every line the Rosh is saying is this: what an owner does, this is what an owner does. People don't open doors that they don't own there, and that's the language of that Gemara in Gittin that I just quoted before. V'teichud v'tiftach, v'tiftach. So you see, opening it, alma d'psicha kone kamone ila, and the Rosh says here, v'lo mistaverli, I'll give you closing a door, but I'm not going to give you opening a door. Why? D'lo dami l'paratz. This isn't like Pirtza breaking open and making an opening. Why? Dahasam tikkun bayis hulikanis v'leisebo. If you're Paul Reitz, you make an opening to go in and out. Avo psicha l'chude shemeiniach likanis bo eina niris chazaka eladavka ne'ilas delas havi chazaka l'fi shemonea kal adam ilikanis bo. Right? Vahi teichun v'tiftach. It doesn't mean that. It means to open it, to close it afterwards. But it doesn't mean that doesn't mean opening it. So that is the machlokas between the Meiri and the Rush. Interesting, right? Because the Rush says there's a big difference between breaking a place in the bushes, right, and making a door. Where this also we have a chiluk in Hilchos Shabbos. Let's say I make a hole in a wall on Shabbos. That's an Issur D'oraisa of Soser. What if I open the door? I just made a hole in the wall. What's the difference? I just made a hole in the wall. I opened the door. The answer is that's called derech tashmisho. That's a normal mode of usage. Open, closed, right? That's not right. That's what comes up in many places. We're starting Hilchos Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, the Shabbos, right? So it comes up in many places, right? Doing a zipper up and down. Why isn't a zipper a problem of tofer? Right, according to 99% of the poskim. Because the derech tashmisho is meant to be opened and closed. Opening up a window, closing a window. I wasn't that a problem of bonus oser, because it's meant to be opened and closed. That's what the Rosh is saying. That's not a kinyan chazaka. So, machlokas about na'al. Machlokas about pasach. One more. What about giving over the key? What if I give over the key of a house? Is that good enough? Is that a kinyan chazaka? If I give over the key? Rashbam. Continue where we're up to, about the fifth wide line. It says when you give over the key, it's becheskas socher, and he has to do bedikas chametz. Right, when I give over a key, he has the chiyuv. But when I give the knoso, that's only, says the Rashbam, fine. Besiris bateach works by a seller or by a renter. But by nichsei hager it won't work because where are you getting the key from? So the Rashbam says besiris bateach works. Siyav Bateach works as a kinyan chazaka. What's the raya? Psachim Davdalin. Says the Rosh, what are you talking about? Don't tell me, don't compare the chiyav of bdikas chametz to kinyanim. No, there's a big difference. That Gemara isn't saying that you have a chiyav of bdikas chametz because now you own it. No, like Tosfos there says in Davdalin. But the Rosh says it right here. Chiyav of bdikas chametz doesn't have to go by formal ownership. That goes by lamaisa, who could get into the house? But it could be if I could get into your house, so I still have the chiyuv. So that's what the Rosh here says. The Rosh says, no, don't bring me any rice from there, because that is only about bedika. Alma b'mesiras ha'mavteach l'chudi l'okani ad sheyachzik. Ulinim bedikas chametz dafka hu detali b'mesiras mavteach demisha mavteach b'yado hu yachol likanis l'bayis l'bodko. What's the point, though, is the Rashbam then. The Rashbam seems to say that bedikas chametz goes by formal bailus. The chiyuv bedikas chametz. Right, they were misakin it connected from mobilus, and that's why this raya that Messias Mafteach is good enough. Right? I mean, what about nowadays? Right, when a seller gives over the key. Right, seller gives over the key. So basically people take that as kinyan shtar also. But they take that as an understanding that it's mine. What, they have to daka go into the house? Until they go into the house, it's not theirs? You know, it could be that's an understanding. That might be a situmta today, right? Because you have a situmta of what's normally done, giving over the key and shaking hands. That could be bezmanazeh. Okay, that is all kinyan chazaka. And what about the sheet of the Rambam? What's the sheet of the Rambam? Just to quote the Rambam, then we got to move on. The Rambam says, big discussion of the Rambam, language of the Rambam, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Mechira. Ketzer amachzik ben igla, kana, how you're kona it, kigon, shamachar bayis o otzer v'haya ha-pesach pasuach, the door is open and you sell it, v'na'al ha-lokeach es ha-pesach, v'chazar u-pascho, hareza hechzik v'kana. Says the Rambam, what do you do? You close the door and you open the door. That's chazaka. Shaharei nishtamish ba shimush ha-mo'il. Because you did something that accomplished something. So all the achronim ask on the Rambam, you have to open the door afterwards. You have to close it and then open it. So that's the Kesef Mishnah discussion here. You have to open it. The Torah says, what's wrong? I'm talking about. I can understand plain opening, plain closing, but closing and then opening? So that's the discussion. So the answer is yeah, because a real owner would close his door and his open his door. But I can look in the Kesef Mishnah for the sheet of the Rambam. First paragraph of Hilchos Bechira. Okay, we got to go. Says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Nasan Sror V'Hoil, Natal Sror V'Hoil, Hareza Chazaka. If you put or take away a little pebble and you accomplish something, that's a Kinyan Chazaka on the field. So my Nasa, my Nata, what's the case? What do you do? Ilema Nasan Sror V'Sachar Mayimina. If you put a little pebble in a place where water was going through, and therefore no water could get through, or not altsorva afik ma'imina, or you took away a pebble which was preventing water from getting in, and now you took it away, and now water can get in there. Hi, ma'vriach harim nechsechaverahu. What do you mean? That's not a kinyan. That's helping out your friend's field. Meaning, if the field was getting flooded, that's the case that we're assuming now in the Havamina, and you prevent it from getting flooded. That's, you're just helping him out. If the field was not getting watered, because all the water was getting into one place and you helped to get it all across, that's not a kinyan. That's, that's something that's normally done. And therefore, what's the question? The Yad Ramah quotes two deis. Either, number one, that's a mitzvah. If it's something that you have to do, you can't say that that's a kinyan chazaka. It's a mitzvah that you have to do. That's number one. Or number two is, the second shot he gives is that what you're doing is just keeping the status quo going. You're not doing anything extra. The status quo is this field should get some water. You're not doing anything extra. So therefore, that's not a rock canyon. So Ella, what's the case? This case. Nasan Sror did Tzamed Lamaya. You put a pebble there that Tzamed Lamaya. What does Tzamed Lamaya mean? The Rashbam says, like, from the Lashon of Tzamed Psil. So at Pasil, at the closed up Klicheres, that there was water in there that you did not let go outside. Nasan Sror did Tzamed Lamaya. The Rashbam says, Shloya Chiber Hamayim Shebesocho Shel Yitzu Lachutz. V'zeu Kmo Mashke Es Hasadeh. Right? It's like you're watering. You're watering a field. Right? You're taking water and you're making sure it waters the field. Natal Tzror, and that's like something that an owner would do. Natal Tzror V'Arvach Lamaya. Or you took away a pebble, and Arvach Lamaya, that again, you allowed the water to go from the river into where it's supposed to go. Arvach Lamaya. Period. So that's just an ukimta about what an owner would do.
According to the status quo, the fence fell down, and you put it back up.
Good. All right. If according to the second star status quo, if a fence fell down and then you put up the fence again, that also might not be a chazaka because you're just going back to what it was. Unless you say a field could survive without a fence, but a field can't survive without water. So something like that. But you're right. I mean, you have to know how far that goes. You have to give it. I think his lashon is hana'a miuteres. So it's still, that's not a hana'a miuteres.
It has something to do with it too.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll get to that in Amid Beis. Your tircha issue, you'll get to Amid Beis and you'll be very surprised. You'll see.
Okay, but it's something that never wouldn't do.
Okay, but you'll see. It's even more extreme in Amid Beis. V'yamar Rabasi, Amar Yochanan, Shtei Sados, U'meitzar Echad Beinehem. You have two fields next to each other. And they're two fields of Hefker, Nechse Hager, the Rashbam says. Right? And you want to acquire them. So, and there's a border in between. We'll see later on the border, the Rashbam says on Amid Beis, the border is in between every field they had a little either ditch or a little mound in between as a borderline. So, there's a little Hefsek in between. So, you want to be kone both of them. So, Hefsek, the Knosa, if you, they're field A and field B. So you did a kinyan chazak on field A, kana. So you're kone field A. Fine. Liknos osav es chaverta. If you did a kinyan chazak on field A, and you had a mind to be kone field A and field B, tough luck. Osa kana chaverta lo kana. You didn't do a kinyan chazak on the other one, and it's a separate field, and therefore it doesn't work. The Rashbam quotes the Gemara we remember from Maseches. We had it earlier, but it comes up also later in Bava Basra. If you're selling me 10 fields, and I do a kinyan chazaka in one field, and the 10 fields are all over the world, I'm kona them in wherever they are. Because remember the Svara and Kiddushin, Sadna Ba'ara Chadu, land is land. And therefore you see kinyan chazaka, they don't have to be contiguous. Says the Rashbam, no, that's by sales. For somebody selling you, it's easier. Das Acheres Machne, just add it to the list. right, between cases that are easier for Das Acharis Makna versus Nichse Hager, here it's harder. Nobody's giving it to you, so therefore it's not going to work. Remember the Sharm Sirna Balacha in Kiddushin said he had a question about Sana Ba'arachanu. Does that have to be on the same continent at least? Right? Does that have to be contiguous in the same continent, or it could be over the border. Okay, so anyway, so if you have chazak on one field, then you have kavanah to do both, so you only acquire that field. Liknos es chaverta, let's say I do a kinyan chazak on kinyan A, and I have purely in mind to acquire field B, I do a chazak on field A to acquire field B, then I get nothing. Af osalakana. The field that I'm going on, I didn't have kavanah to acquire, and the field that I wanted to acquire, I didn't do a chazak on. Boy, Reb Zera, hechzik ba'achas mehen, liknos osa ve'esameitzar, ve'eschaver tamahu. Reb Zera says, what if I do a chazaka on field A, and I had in mind the border and field B? So what was the original problem? Mi amrina meitza da'arachad huvakani, do I say? The original problem, because I didn't have the border in mind. So if I have the border in mind, maybe that could be a hemshuch, and I could acquire all of them. O dilma ha'iluchu dekoi ba'aluchu dekoi, do I say no? They're each separate. Teku. So, teku, I don't acquire anything. The Rama Paskins, it's a suffix, and tfisa would work. If somebody else comes along and acquires it, it would work. Boy, Rabbi Lazar, hechzik, b'meitzah, likno shtein mahu. What if I stand on the border? I'm machzik on the border in between, and I have in mind to get both. Mahu. Mi amrina hai meitzah, afsara da'aruhu v'kani. Do I say the border is like the saddle of the land? Just like you acquire an animal by giving over a saddle, so to here. Vakani and it would work. O dilma aluchu dekoi, aluchu dekoi, or are they separate? Teku. Amar Nachman, Amar Bavua, shnei batim zulufne mizu. Similar case. You have two houses, one inside another one. What does that mean? It means in order to get to the inner house, you got to walk through the outer house. Right. So you got the outer one is used by the inner one, but the inner one is not used by the outer one. The one who owns the outer house never goes inside to the inner one, but the inner one has to go through the outer one. So. Two houses, one inside another, within another. Hechzik bechitz and liknoso kanao. What if I do a kinyan chazak on the outer house? I'm calling it, fine. Liknoso zoves apanimi. If I do a kinyan chazak on the outer one to acquire it and the inner one, chitz on kana panimi lo kana, then I'm only acquiring the outer one, not the inner one, because the inner one is not mishubid, does not service the outer one, and therefore I don't acquire it. But the opposite, liknos is a panimi, avachitz on ami lo kana. If I do a kinyan chazak on the outer one to acquire the inner one, I get nothing. Right, because I don't have kadas for this one, I didn't do a chazak on this one. But the opposite case, hechzik bepnimi liknos akana. If I do a kinyan chazak on the inner one to acquire it, fine. Liknos osov es chachitzon kana shnehen. If I do a kinyan chazak on the inner one, and I have in mind to acquire both, it works because the inner one, the outer one, services the inner one. Liknos es chachitzon afpnimi lo kana. But if I have in mind only to get the chitzon, the inner one is not kana. Period. Next, this is your case right now. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Avua, Habone Platrin Gedolim Minechzei Ager. Let's say I built a palace. I built a palace on a hefker piece of land. Uba, but I didn't put the doors on. Uba Acher Behemidland Tlasos Kana. And somebody else comes along and puts on a door. The second guy acquires it. My time of why? Kama Livni Ba'alma Huda Afik. The first guy is just piling bricks one on top of another. Halachically, it's not looked at as that he accomplished anything. Ask the Rishonim, one second, didn't he dig? Isn't digging in Kinyan Chazaka? So Machlokas, Tosfos says, digging is only a Chazaka if you are going to get ready to plant. That's the first stage of planting is plowing. See, second Tosfos. V'yavagav derofik bapurta kishabana yisod, you put in the foundation. Lo mahani midi, ela bakarka ha'omi l'charisha. That is Tosfos. You look in the Rimigash here. You could just say he didn't do anything to the ground. He just started on top. He didn't put in a foundation. That's what the Rimigash says. Number two, right? The Rabban says the third shot. He didn't have kavanah to be kona through that digging. Right. That's the easiest answer. You didn't have kavanah to be kona through the digging. He was just building a house here. Maybe he had a kavanah to be when he finished the house. But here, until the house is finished, if people can still go in and out, you didn't accomplish anything. Amar Avdimi Bar Yosef, Amar Abelazar, Hamotzei Platja Menichzei Ager. What if you find a palace, a hefker palace, V'sod Ben Siud Echad Okir Echad Knan, and you slopped on you painted it, basically, or you drew a picture on it, Knan, that's a Kenyan, because that's something what an owner would do. V'kama, Amar Av Yosef, Amma. How much of a picture, or how much you have to paint, an amma is worth, a square amma. Amar Rav Chisda u'kinegra Pesach. But it's got to be opposite the door. Because opposite the door is recognizable. Says the Rashbam, it's Nikar Tfei. And that's why you need it there. The Ritva says on that, let's say if you have a fancy picture that is totally recognizable, that it would not have to be near the door. But it's all about what's accurate. So if you draw a Picasso on the somewhere else in the house, that would work even not near a door. So we're going to have this in 6 blocks from now in Daf Samach, where the sugyas of Zecher LeChurban come up. So about the Amma Keneged Pesach, we know that Zecher LeChurban.
Who decides whether a picture is fancy?
Who decides? I don't know. Besdin. Besdin will have to know what's a Kenyan and what is not a Kenyan. Okay, a little... Should we stop here? Should we continue? What do you say? You have to go to Minyan? Okay, we'll stop here, and Beth Hashem will continue with Amram. Beth Hashem...